of Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.
Afternoon, welcome back. 12:06 at 12:60 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Hour number two gets underway on this Thursday with a somewhat of a surprise visit from Stephen Dynan. The man's been very, very busy this morning. He is our political editor here at the Washington Times, and he joins me now via cell phone. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, a lot to talk about. First of all, I must say I have been laughing hysterically over the comments of Harry Reid somehow or another being able to tie the Koch brothers to climate change, and I know that that had to cause a few laughs yesterday. I would.
Yeah, not just climate change. The pollution of the globe, I believe, it really does raise the question of are there things out there that they can't be blamed for, and I imagine we will push the boundaries of that question over the rest of this year.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, because now every topic that I look at and think about for any length of time, I have to involve the Koch brothers.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. It'll be fascinating to see. I mean, you know, what about a daycare bill that Republicans don't like in filibuster? Will that be because of the Koch brothers? What about, you know, you name it, any bill that Republicans filibuster? And you know, you could even make an argument that given that the Koch brothers are involved in energy production, that, well, okay, maybe there is some global warming connection there. But, you know, overall, just as I said, it'll be fascinating to see what the next bill is.
All right. House votes to find IRS's Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress. I don't think it was any real surprise there. It was mostly along party lines, right?
That's correct. I'd expected a few more Democrats than the six that did vote for it. And it's actually interesting to compare that to the vote that came right after, which was to request, though it's non-binding, to request that the Justice Department appoint a special counsel, special prosecutor, to look into the IRS. I would say the difference between those two votes is that the one on the special prosecutor, that's a broad inquiry into the IRS. That's a signal that there were 26 Democrats who agreed with all Republicans that what the IRS did is really dangerous, and that the Obama administration can't be trusted, you know, to investigate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The difference between that and Lerner is that Lerner, there are very real questions about her own personal constitutional rights, whether she did actually have a right against self-incrimination that she properly asserted. So I think it was a lot easier for Democrats to vote against that, but vote for the investigation as a statement of, wow, there's some real wrongdoing here, regardless of what we think about Lois Lerner.
Yeah, and those who did cross the line can now go back home, and perhaps it eases their reelection worries a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Though, I mean, you know, for Washington, what's the most important thing is that suggests that there are two things. First is that there are more than two dozen Democrats who believe that this is a politically potent issue, that their constituents back home do care about it, and, as I said, that they do not trust. I mean, the statement they've made in that vote is appoint a special counsel. This rises to the level that needs to be taken out of the politics of the Obama administration. That's a real jab at the Obama administration, saying we don't think you guys are clean enough to be able to investigate yourselves on this. You know, obviously the Justice Department it's non-binding, they don't have to agree to that, but it's a stunning statement by 26 Democrats about their own president and his administration.
All right, but you don't see Eric Holder doing this, do you?
I don't see him doing the investigation, obviously, the special counsel. And what will be interesting is, so the contempt finding, what yesterday was, is it was an official finding by the House that Lois Lerner was in contempt of Congress. It is a referral to the Justice Department, to Eric Holder, and to the U.S. Attorney here in Washington for further action. They are supposed to, in theory, take it to a grand jury and have the grand jury pursue it. Whether they go that route, you know, there's a lot of discretion for the Justice Department. The previous example of this, of course, was the House finding Eric Holder in contempt, and in that case, the U.S. Attorney never took it and never pursued it against his own boss, Eric Holder. That very same thing could happen here, where the Justice Department decides not to ever bother pursuing it, not to take it to a grand jury.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's almost a year ago today when she intentionally leaked the inappropriateness of some scrutiny placed on conservative groups. She blamed it on the Cincinnati office. No one, I don't think, was ever fired. However, we fast forward to today, and your story on Tea Party donors being audited at a much higher rate than normal is somewhat suspect. What's, you mean there's still some craziness going on within that agency?
Well, and this is probably craziness left over from before, but two interesting things that the Ways and Means, House Ways and Means Republicans found out. So the IRS, all along, the IRS has made a number of different assertions, and a number of them have turned out not to be true. Of course, the initial one being when members of Congress repeatedly asked, are you targeting these groups? I keep hearing from folks back home, you're targeting these groups. And the IRS said, no, we're not, no, we're not, no, we're not. And then, as you said, Lois Lerner, a year ago, 2 days from now, May 10th of last year, went ahead and had a question planted so that she could get out ahead of the story and acknowledge, well, yeah, actually, they found that we were doing that. So that was number one. Number two is that they said, well, we destroyed all the donor lists we asked for. It turns out that they hadn't destroyed all the donor lists. Somewhere in the files, they actually had three, I believe it was, of the donor lists that they'd asked for from nearly two dozen groups. They had three of those donor lists still left over, which, of course, was a violation of what they'd said. But it also gave the Republicans evidence. The Republicans said, okay, great, take those donor lists, go back and see how many of those donors on there ended up getting audited. It turned out that 10% of those donors were audited, which is way higher than the average of, for individual taxpayers, the average of about 1% of Americans every year, which it's not an exact one-to-one correlation, but it sure does raise a lot of questions about, gosh, why were those folks audited so highly?
Yeah.
Was there a political motive there?
Yeah. Anything from the IRS on that? Any response?
No. So this is interesting. The IRS didn't actually get back to me on that. The charge was raised in a hearing yesterday where House Republicans actually had the IRS commissioner, John Costin, in front of them, and they raised the issue with him, but they never asked him a specific question, and he never actually took the time to go back and dispute it. What he did say is that Americans deserve to know that the IRS, that when you're audited, it's because you were randomly selected or there was some specific arrears in your taxes, that it was completely fair, and he said they do have work to do to get to that point. So, nothing specific on the charge, but an acknowledgement that the IRS, at least in public perception, has work to do, and maybe, in actuality has work to do.
Yeah. One more thing on this. Are some Tea Party groups still waiting for IRS approval?
Yes. In his words, Koskinen's words, a handful are still waiting. Some of those have actually sued, and he sort of he left the impression that because they're engaged in a lawsuit against the IRS, the IRS can't actually move against them. And he was pressed on that a little bit. And he said, well, maybe we could decide. But so it's not clear how many there are, as you said, a handful. And it's not clear why some of them are still being held up. Other than, this gets really complex, but last year the IRS basically offered a deal to these folks saying, look, if you agree to do less than 40% political activity, we'll go ahead and approve you right now. A lot of these groups say, no, we should be able to do up to 49% of our activities politically. Why would we give away some of our rights in order to satisfy you? So part of it could just be that the IRS is sort of upset that these people didn't take their deal.
I gotcha. All right, sequestration, shocking job toll. One measly bureaucrat in the entire government? Is that true?
That is the total number of people that have been, number of positions that got cut. That's correct. So sequestration was meant to be it was a budget-forcing mechanism. It was meant to have these agencies reduce their spending in order to comply with these rules. And agencies, there were a bunch of ways that they reduced their spending. About half of the agencies did furloughs and whatnot, but only one agency actually eliminated positions. That was the Justice Department's parole board, which eliminated one position.
That is truly amazing. And do we know the identity of this one poor soul?
No, we don't. The Government Accountability Office didn't lay that for us. Did not expose that poor person to us. The one guy who was not smart enough to be able to save his job. And maybe there's a Darwinian thing there. If you were the one guy that got fired, yeah, you probably, maybe you weren't doing enough to stay anyway.
Man, oh man. That's enough to send you to a bridge or something. That's really bad.
Right.
That's awful.
Out of all the federal employees, you were the one.
Yeah, really? All right, finally, House nixes NSA bulk collection of citizens' data. What's this all about?
So this is sort of the playing out of the string of the Edward Snowden leaks from last year. This is the first panel, the first congressional vote that succeeded essentially at any level in actually overturning the bulk collection, the administration's previous interpretation of the Patriot Act. And so it's significant because it's a precedent. what we expected to see. It was the result of a long set of negotiations between Democrats and Republicans. It passed the committee without a single dissenting vote, you know, more than 30 votes in favor of it. That shows a lot of support for basically for this compromise. So I think it's got some good wheels, and we'll probably head through the whole House here very soon.
All right, very good. Thank you for your help on all of these stories, and enjoy the rest of your day. What are you working on, by the way?
I was just covering a couple court hearings on Obamacare, and those stories will be in tomorrow's paper.
Fantastic. Maybe we'll talk then. Thank you, Stephen.
My pleasure, Andy.
See ya. Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor. I want to hear more about what he's covering today, and I'm sure I will. Probably tonight at WashingtonTimes.com, and definitely in tomorrow's print edition. 1216, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned.